Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature lesser-known Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvettes, Bobby Taylor of the Vancouvers, The Undisputed Truth, Barrett Strong, High Energy, Bonnie Pointer, Rockwell, and Eddie Kendricks. Well, first at this half hour, a Motown Memories favorite artist, the Velvettes, and a great song of Burn of the Hand as we're two in the bush right here on Motown.
Worry, but I've been through this before, and I'd like to get this. don't want to let it go.
With Tom Fallon. That lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, tell lies, and I got proof.
Undisputed Truth with their biggest selling song on the Motown record label, Smiling Faces Sometimes. And that song reached number 3 in the United States pop charts in 1971. The Undisputed Truth had a total of 5 singles on the Motown record label. This was their first and most popular. Before that, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers and Does Your Mama Know About Me. And that song reached number 29 in the United States Billboard charts in 1968. One of the members of the group was Thomas Chong on guitar. Of course, that was later Tommy Chong, Cheech and Chong fame. And they had 3 singles on the Motown record label, all from 1968, and they hailed from Canada. And we start with the Velvettes, a Motown memory's favorite artist. A great song that didn't chart in 1965, A Bird in the Hand Is Worth Two in the Bush. They had 6 singles released on the Motown record label. And their biggest selling song was Needle in a Haystack, which reached number 45. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, a great song from Barrett Strong, Money, That's What I Want. Well, Money, That's What I Want was written by founder Berry Gordy and Janie Bradford, and it became the first hit on the Motown record label. It was distributed nationally on Anna Records, and it went on to be covered by many artists, including the Beatles in 1963. Well, piano and lead vocals of this song were provided by Barrett Strong, and guitar on the track was played by Eugene Groove. The song is listed at number 288 on Rolling Stone magazine's The Greatest 500 Songs of All Time. Well, Grail Marcus of the Rolling Stone magazine has pointed out that Money was the only song that brought Barrett Strong's name near the top of the national music charts, but one that kept him on the radio all his life. Well, here is Money, That's What I Want, Barrett Strong, right here on Motown Records.
Please don't leave me now. Can you?
Bonnie Pointer with a Great Four Tops tune, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. And Bonnie's version of this great song reached number 40 in the United States pop charts of 1979. Before that, High Energy with a song called You Can't Turn Me Off in the Middle of Turning Me On. And then reached number 12 in the United States pop charts of 1977. It was the first of four singles released on the Motown record label and the only successful one. And we start with Barrett Stronger's only top 40 song, but a classic, Money, That's What I Want. And Barrett's version of this great song reached number 23 from 1960. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, Rockwell, who was really Kennedy Gordy, Berry Gordy Jr.'s son, with a song called Obscene Phone Caller, right here on Motown Memories.
Hello.
Oh, find someone else to bother.
Eddie Kendricks with Boogie Down, and they reached number two in the United States pop charts from 1974. Eddie Kendricks was the Temptations' lead singer from 1960 through 1971. And we start with Rockwell, an obscene phone caller, number 35 from 1984. That was Kennedy Gordy, Berry Gordy Jr.'s son. He had two singles released on the Motown record label. The more popular one before that was Somebody's Watching. Well, this hour would feature lesser-known Motown artists. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.